Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Oh, what a joke. What an absolute joke by Major League Baseball. It's Red Sox Review, Mud at Night here. On WEEI across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. I'll be here for a little bit. Patrick Gilroy is on his way in here. He'll be taking you until 2 a.m. Farcical by Major League Baseball. I mean, in a sport that cannot get out of its own way, you have a terrible weather forecast. You start the game, so do you credit your start? And you figure, okay, it's a summer storm, so sometimes these things don't happen. They peter out, no big deal. The rains come at 7:30. You played 2 2/3 innings, and the forecast from there for the next 3 hours until about 10:30 is brutal. They're predicting at that point anywhere between a half an inch and an inch and a half of rain. And so you can either call the game pretty quickly and recognize we're not going to play until later, or you do what it looked like you thought they were on the plan of doing. And that is, we're going to get this game in. Screw it. We're going to have 100 people here at the end. We'll have no TV viewers. Nobody be involved here late. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to play this game tonight. We're not going to worry about a makeup. We're not going to worry about any of that stuff. We know it's going to clear out 10:30, 11 o'clock. We'll restart from there, and we'll be done at 1:30, 2 a.m. But the game will be done, and the Red Sox will go home, and we'll go on to do whatever we got. And then 2.5 hours into the delay, you call the thing. And so it's Major League Baseball typical, a league that waited a year on pitch clock, a league that won't allow you to post certain things on social media. You can't post highlights. A league that does so many things wrong gets this wrong here tonight. And I assume I'm to blame Major League Baseball and the umpires there. Because every time one of these things happens at Fenway Park, get these texts and tweets saying, why aren't the Red Sox to delay it or call it? Once the game starts, okay, it's up to the umpires there and it's up to Major League Baseball. And so I can only assume, maybe I'm pointing my gun turrets in the wrong direction here, but I believe it's baseball, but it's the umpires. I don't think it's the Orioles. And I know it's not the Red Sox because Sean McAdam, among others, reporting right after the game tonight that the Red Sox are livid. I'm using Sean's word, not mine, but livid with the handling of this rain delay and with this eventual postponement here tonight. David Price, in fact, would not take questions from the media there in the aftermath. So the Red Sox are pissed, and they should be. And as a Red Sox fan, you should be pissed. It was a 5-0 lead. Dylan Bundy was cooked. David Price had a nice, strong first inning there. Worst case scenario, you're going to win this game by hook or by crook. Might not have been a quick game, but you were going to win. You had the W. And instead of letting it play out and you waited 2.5 hours, you don't wait a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour more, and yes, the game ends late, but you win, you postpone it after 2.5 hours. And so I just don't know who this benefits, right? If the two choices eventually are play the game really, really late, when this thing happened at 7:32, there were two things apparent from the weather radar, if you believe the weather radar, okay? You're going to play really, really late and really early Thursday morning, and you're going to go well past midnight, or you weren't going to get it in. So, to me, the only benefit is, you know, you sold some extra beers and hot dogs and cotton candy in Baltimore, I guess. That you got to listen to Sox talk across the network and hear a guy call and say, guys should be in potato sacks at first base, running the bases. That's the benefit. the downside is immense by doing it. Like, you call the game at 8 o'clock. Give it a half an hour. You call the game. The same thing happens that would have happened 2 hours later. The same thing. There was no benefit whatsoever to sit there given the forecast. Just a Major League Baseball typical job. They cannot get out of their own way. They have replay that takes 5 minutes. It's still not right. They have games that last 3.5, 4 hours. They have extra inning games that go on forever during the regular season. Just moronic. Moronic. And if that were here in Boston, I would have five full right now of people burying John Henry and the Red Sox, saying how they just did this for the concession stands and the beer and the hot dogs and everything else. You can't blame this one on the Red Sox. You can't. And I know I'm the only one that's going to be this worked up about this, I am sure, maybe outside of Alex Cora and David Price and the Red Sox. But if you had any common sense, you saw this thing coming. And it just speaks to Major League Baseball, as usual, cannot get out of their own way. So, 2.5 hours later, Betts' home run didn't happen. J.D. Martinez home run, nope, 32, he still has 31. Andrew Benintendi, no home run for you. All the stats are erased. The game did not happen. And here's what's frustrating. Evan Drellick just tweeted this out. And he's a moron, but he's got a good point here. There's a rule in the rule book that says if a game is stopped because the lights go out, say the power goes out or some faulty lighting in a game, you know what happens in that game in the second inning? It's just sort of stopped and postponed. You restart it next time. But because it rains, you cancel it all together and you hit the restart button. How much sense does that make? So lights go out. You can start from where you were playing. Mother Nature decides to dump on Baltimore. And so you start all over? Like, that's more of a fan thing. I get it. But why are those two things different? If baseball decides anyway, once you get into a rain delay, then what the hell is the difference? Seriously. Clown show Major League Baseball. 617-779-7937, the phone number. Dan's in Chicopee. Dan, what do you got?
It's Bush League. Like, as a fan, I'm sure the players are pissed, but like, here, I just have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think it makes any difference? Let's say the Red Sox were 25 games out of first place and Baltimore is where they are. What are they, 42 games out of first place?
They're 23 and say they suck. They suck, yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But let's say the Red Sox were 23, 24 games out of first place right now. Season's not winding down, but, you know, we're past the halfway point. Do you think this isn't 1930. I mean, you know, we can predict the weather. You just postpone the game altogether. The whole Eastern Seaboard has been drenched the last week. I'm in Massachusetts here. I mean, like, we've been just hammered the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. They didn't see this coming. And does it make a difference that the Red Sox are in a pennant race, at least a division race? Like, did they do it for that? I mean, I know the Major League Baseball made a big bonehead, just bogus mistake today, but like, was there any consideration the fact that where they are in the division? Or, I mean, like, if they were both just tank jobs, like, what would they have done? I mean, you know, would they have made a different decision? Or was it just a total bonehead mistake? I'm just wondering.
Total I don't think, Dan, thanks for your call. I saw this reaction on Twitter initially that you blame the Orioles, and the Orioles are trying to stick it to the Red Sox, and Showalter and Duquette don't like the Red Sox. I believe everything I've read about this, that once you actually get the game started, it's on Major League Baseball. It's no longer on the Orioles or the in this case, the Orioles are the home team, so it's no longer on Baltimore. It's on the umpires and the discretion of Major League Baseball. They get to decide at that point. The Orioles, if it happens before a game, right up until it starts, if you never start the game, that's Baltimore. At Fenway Park, if you never started the game in Boston, that's the Red Sox. So once the game gets going, that's baseball. And I'm not sure why, you know, baseball would worry about the standings here. It should have been about the risk-reward of all this stuff. Well, if we're going to wait that long, why not just play? Oh, we're going to bang it after 2.5 hours. What purpose does that serve? Cora in the postgame, annoyed about the whole 3-game series. Honestly, it was tough. Rick had to wait for the wait in the game when there was 2 outs in the first inning, a rain delay. Yeah, that was yesterday. Question, annoyed at the O's, whoever handled it, yeah. What should have happened? I mean, not start it. That's the other thing. Don't play the game tonight. If you know the weather is this bad, that you might postpone it at 10:30, you don't start the game. Or the other day with Rick Porcello, 2 outs, you stop it, you don't start the game. So I guess in this case, you want to blame the Orioles for this, you can do this. You can say, why did you guys start the game? If you knew this was in the forecast, knew it was a possibility, why'd you start it? Once you got there, though, it was on baseball. Idiots. Morons. Dennis and Eastie. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Mutt. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What do you got?
Listen, I was at the local nursing home listening on the transistor.
Excellent. Excellent.
Timing when
beautiful.
The game ended.
Nice.
They went right to bed.
Awesome.
Good timing. I continued to listen to you, Mutt, and I had a little... I took issue with something you said.
Yeah.
You were calling Derek Jeter a hardo for paying his bets up. In pennies.
Yeah, hold on. For people, let me reset this for a second. There's a story in the Post today. Phil Hughes went on Pardon My Take on Barstool, and he used to make bets with his teammates. And instead of paying them, he would pay the bets in pennies. Like it's $100. I'm not great at math. I think that's a bag of 1,000 pennies. That is a D-bag move by Derek Jeter. Dennis, come on.
10,000 pennies.
Is it 10,000?
$10 would be $1,000.
Sure, there you go.
But look, this is what I took issue with.
Yeah,
I've seen you in the casinos in that fountain in the front trying to figure out how you get.
Oh, how dare you? How never been in that fountain? I went in one time on a dare to get to jump in as a dare, Dennis.
But there were pennies in there.
I went in a dare. A couple pennies ended up in my shoes, but that was a dare that time. I was not diving for pennies, Dennis. How dare you? I would not do that at the wonderful Mohegan Sun. I would not do that. Corey on the Cape wants to take issue with Major League Baseball. Good, Corey. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hi, Mutt. We spoke earlier this year about the length of baseball, the issues that they have in the game, and You had a great segment about it, and the rain delay issue to me is the same issue. Why are we, like you said, restarting an entire game after 2, 3, 4 innings? What do they have to play 5 for it to count?
Yep.
So pick up right where you left off. Finish the game, get on the plane, get to the next city, move on. Everyone's happy because you put in 5 runs in 2 innings, and now you have to restart the whole game all over again. And correct me if I'm wrong, none of the stats count.
Nope, JD home runs never happened. The 3-run shot by Betts, JD Martinez is back down to 31 home run. None of it happened.
Stupid.
This game never happened.
Stupid. Continue where you left off. Baseball was played, and if they can't play due to weather, they don't play. So obviously the weather didn't factor into 5-0. So give them the props they deserve for putting in the time and the work and the runs that they scored. Pick up where you left off. You can squeeze that in, and especially in a doubleheader, you know, you don't have to play 18 innings at minimum. If it goes into extras, obviously it's more, but you play 7 more real quick, and again move on. It's a travel day, and you know. You're making perfect sense with that, with other factors saying that you'll pick up where you left.
Well, it doesn't. Like, again, I would say, Corey, what's the difference? And thanks for the call. What is the freaking difference between the lights going out at Camden Yards and the weather affecting the game? Why does it say in the rule book when the lights go out there and the lights don't work, you can start the game from where it was, you just sort of pause it, but when it rains, you got to restart the whole thing? If that's like, I didn't realize that until tonight when Drellick tweeted it out. I had no idea. That makes it even more stupid. And if you're Baltimore, why'd you start the freaking game? You're a million games under. There's tons of rain coming. Just say no. We're going to start in a delay. You would have known by 7:30, 30, 30 minutes in. 25 minutes in. They started at 7:07 tonight. 25 minutes in, you would have known. Okay, this is probably not going to happen. Stupid, stupid, stupid. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I am here with you until, I'd say, about 11 o'clock. Then Patrick Gilroy will be in here. He's on his way in. He's, you know, he's following the game. You're thinking, okay, it's delayed. It's 10:30. You're probably going to play it. Nope. They're not playing tonight. So he'll be here at 11 o'clock. I'll talk to you until then. We'll get your phone calls on all this stuff. Nathan Eovaldi is a member of the Red Sox today, and Bill Belichick spoke for the first time in 2018. We'll get to it all with your calls. Red Sox Review / Mud at Night / Why Did They Even Start This Game Tonight? Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
I'm up with you guys until 11 o'clock. Patrick Gilroy will join you then. Recapping today in sports. Recap Red Sox here if they've played the game. 2 hour and 33 minute rain delay. They call it after that. Red Sox were leading 5-0 at the time. Just saw a couple of tweets from the beat writers there at Baltimore. Good news, no longer raining in Baltimore. So they could be playing baseball right now. They decided not to. And so to the texters who were asking about the stats and everything else, nothing happened tonight. The rule on tonight's game is they do not pick up where they left off. They scrubbed the entire game. It never happened. The home runs by Betts and Benintendi and J.D. Martinez do not exist. We'll see what happens here with potential makeup at some point in August, but these games do not count. 617-779-7937, the phone number. We'll get some other stuff here in this half hour as well. Wally in Fall River on the delay tonight. Wally, what do you got?
Good evening. I mean, you know, the Yankees lost today. We were on our way to scoring 15 runs, but they knew it was going to be horrible weather sooner or later. They should have moved that time up to, you know, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock, and maybe they would have got 6 or 7 innings in.
I've always wondered how that works, Wally. I'll let you finish, but I wonder if you can – so if you're a fan holding a ticket to that game, that doesn't seem fair to me. So if I know I got to work that day till 5, then I'm going down to the Inner Harbor catching the game. If I get an alert at noontime saying, hey, we're starting the game at 4 – I would probably ask for a refund. So that's I understand what you're saying. That seems tough given that people paid for tickets well in advance expecting a 7:05 game.
Right. I forget that point. But like I said, they knew it was a getaway. Maybe when they made out the schedule, like the Yankees today played.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Played at 12 o'clock.
Sure.
But as far as Dombrowski, I mean, there's two things you really have to hope that happened. Sandy Leon stays healthy. The bottom of the order keeps producing. But you see what the Orioles got for Manny Machado. It wasn't that great a package. I think the Dodgers picked their pockets. But I think Dombrowski will get a halfway decent reliever. But like I said, the main thing is keeping Sandy healthy. And you're just going to have a lot of high-level situations in a playoff. You just hope the bottom of the order just, you know, keeps on improving.
Yeah, well, Sandy Leon saying healthy is not the key. The key is going to be Chris Sale, David Price, Rick Porcello. And then after that, the guys in the bridge getting the ball to Craig Kimbrell. That to me is the key. They're going to score runs. The bottom of the order offensively, they are what they are. They'll occasionally come up with a big hit, but the offense is powered by Betts and Martinez and Benintendi and Mitch Moreland on that top of the order. They're going to do the most of the damage. The bottom of the order is nice, but they're an accessory piece. The main weapons here are your starting pitching and the power there at the top of the lineup. That, to me, the things you are counting on, how you're going to make some sort of run and get out of that best of five and into an ALCS and win that thing, get to World Series, it starts there. It does not start with Sandy Leon. It does not start with Jackie Bradley Jr., at least in my mind. Rusty and Lowell. Hey, Rusty.
Mike, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Excellent.
I'll keep it quick. I want to just preface it by saying I'm disappointed that the way the whole thing played out. There should be something else should have been done. But I wanted to comment the two guys that called a little while ago. Dan, we can't forecast the weather or predict the weather, I should say. We can forecast it. But I drive all over New England, and on one side of the street it's raining, and the other side it isn't. And as far as that guy Dennis, what was his problem? Anyway, Mike, I really appreciate how you break things down, and I enjoy listening to the show. I'd rather be listening to the game, but I appreciate you keeping us alive out there. Thank you,
Rusty. It was a little longer of a Red Sox Sox talk than we're used to tonight, but the callers were good. The callers were into it. They were jacked and pumped. They had some ridiculous ideas, but they were good. So they got us through here tonight. Jimmy and Saugus on today's game. Hey, Jimmy.
Well, that other guy stole my thunder about moving the start time, but maybe either retrofitting all stadiums or building new stadiums with retractable roofs.
Ooh, this is a time slot that is like the retractable roof talk in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Teddy Sarandis was a big proponent of a retractable roof at Fenway Park.
Maybe we should start pushing baseball to doing that.
Well, again, I would go back. You want to talk vuvuzelas, you want to talk retractable roofs, you want to talk about the college basketball fans in this town. Ted Sarandis is the guy to do it. They don't need retractable roofs. They need smart people making decisions. They didn't need that tonight. Oh, it's going to rain a lot. Oh, we're not going to play. Let's move on. How stupid. Moronic. Jim in Rhode Island. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Jimmy.
How you doing?
I'm good, bud. What do you got?
They screwed this up from the very beginning.
Sure did.
The whole series with their rain delays and their postponements was just a disaster. I don't know who's making the decisions, but it was horrible. Like last night, tonight, it was just horrible decision-making.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the two outs and then trying to play that game, or getting the game in after a couple of innings, a couple of outs, didn't make any sense. This one is worse because at least last night it projected, if you looked at any of the websites, that they might get you might get the game in. This was not going to happen. This was never, ever, ever going to happen unless you waited. Right now, the beat writers are taking pictures in Baltimore. It's not raining now. So they waited till 10 o'clock tonight. If they waited a half hour longer, we are playing baseball right now. The dulcet tones of Joe and Tim breaking down baseball for you. But at the 2:33 mark of the delay, they said, "Yeah, we're good. We waited until 10. That's the stupidity there. So I don't know how else to explain it other than just a really dumb decision by, A, the Major League Baseball once the game started, B, the Orioles actually start the game. They can get some blame for starting this game tonight. Ben in the car before we get to a break and hear from Bill Belichick earlier today. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, no, just listening to some of the, doing the Sox rain delay stuff. And I've been kind of wondering this, for a while when people are talking about wanting to trade the young kids. There's not enough money to keep them around. I don't know how much you've delved into this kind of stuff, but once we have the dead money, what is it, like $45-48 million?
There's a lot of it. Pablo Sandoval, Ruznay Castillo, there's a lot of dead money sitting out there, absolutely, Ben.
Yeah, so I mean, couldn't that dead money then be able to keep the young kids that nobody thinks that we can keep because we don't have the money?
I would say one or two of them, but not all of them. And I'll say this. Let's play this forward, Ben. You're right. There's dollars coming off the books. But if David Price doesn't opt out, he's $30 million a year for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, let's
say they re-sign Chris Sale. Chris Sale is going to command probably more money than David Price just got. So you're paying the highest paid pitcher in baseball history, the second highest paid pitcher in baseball history. Craig Kimbrell's a free agent. And so you start to do the math here. Even with the dead money off the books, if Mookie Betts is going to command, let's say, $280-300 million, the idea they're going to pay Price and Sale and Betts, even for a year or two, that's when you wonder, how can they make it affordable?
No, I get that.
So you bring up a good point, Ben, about, yes, they have money coming up. But just take a step. I'll make it easier than the way I just explained, I think. Are they going to pay Chris Sale the most money in the history of baseball to be a starting pitcher on this team and then pay Mookie Betts, let's call it $27.5 million a year for 7 or 8 years? That seems unlikely to me. And by the way, I'm not sure I'd even go crazy if they didn't want to pay both those guys and they wanted to try to decide to do it a different way. and say we're not going to invest that much money in two players. I don't know what those who those players are going to be that they end up filling the spots on the roster, but in that case, we saw it's not working with David Price. Money is not always the way to go about it. Chris Sale is going to be fine here in Boston wherever he pitches. Mookie Betts will be fine here too. So this is not some sort of issue with the players themselves. It's more about the salary and how it's going to go. As for paying them, Ben, you could pay them, and you're just going to be well over the current baseball luxury tax threshold, be paying an obscene tax number. So they could do it, except it's going to cost them a lot more out of their own pockets, and it doesn't feel like they're willing to do that at this point. We'll see. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll come back. We'll hear from Bill Belichick today. He spoke for the first time. Dan Shaughnessy, very interesting line of questioning that has people, I would say, split down the middle as to liking and respecting what Shaughnessy did or mocking him for grandstanding and trying to become a story himself down there at the first Bill Belichick press conference. We'll get to that and your calls. Mud at Night, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Mud at Night, Sports Radio, WEEI. Red Sox and Orioles postponed after a 2-hour and 33-minute rain delay. Alex Cora saying a couple of minutes ago the rotation's going to stay in place. So Brian Johnson tomorrow, then Chris Sale, Rick Porcello, Nathan Eovaldi on Sunday. That means that we are still set up for Sunday night baseball a week from Sunday at Fenway Park. You're going to get David Price against the Yankees for all the world to see, which will be well worth the wait a week from Sunday. 617-779-7937, your phone number. Players reporting. We know Tom Brady there early at Patriots camp. Other players the next couple of days will show up and camp will officially get underway. Got an unofficial start today down there in Foxborough with Bill Belichick, his annual press conference to open things up. Sort of the normal questions you expect from this group that covers the Patriots, special teams questions, camp questions, what do you expect, what's different, blah, 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 blah. So we needed Dan Shaughnessy today. Dan Shaughnessy, columnist for the Boston Globe. Dove in early in the press conference on a line of questioning that I think most Patriots fans wanted to hear. It is the only 90-second you have to hear from Bill Belichick's press conference today. And if you missed it, here's what you missed.
Bill, I know you're all about this year, and we all understand that. This year.
That's right.
And I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask about last year.
Yeah, and last year is last year. I'm not focused on last year. Yeah.
What about the fact that everywhere we go, folks want to ask about Malcolm Butler? I mean, sports coaches, players, university. You're a sports fan.
Yeah, we've talked about that. That's multiple months ago.
Is there going to be any more explanation about why he didn't play?
Focused on training camp.
Did you do it any differently?
Training camp? Well, we're getting started. We're working on that right now. We'll do it the best we can.
And does it matter to you? Do you care that the fans want to know more about this?
I'm focused on doing the best that I can for the 2018 New England Patriots. That's my job. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I've always done in the past. You know, every day that I've coached here, I've done the best that I could for this football team, and I'll continue to do that. And right now, my focus is on the 2018 season, not 2017, not 2014, not 2007, not 2004, not 2001, not 2000. I'm not focused on any of those seasons. They're done.
For this season's team, is it important for you to address the Malcolm Butler thing with your team?
It's important for me to have a good season in 2018. I'm going to do everything I can to do that, do the best that I can for our football team. That's my job, and that's my responsibility. That's what I'm going to try to do. Hopefully you can respect that, but maybe not.
So no answers whatsoever from Belichick in that spot, and you probably weren't going to get any answers, but the line of questioning had to happen today. That uncomfortable tension that you got today during that 92 seconds or so and a couple of follow-ups afterwards before it went right back to, you know, sort of typical Patriots press conference, I think you had to have down there at Gillette. And I think you had to have it from Shaughnessy because the questions I don't think are going to be asked. I think that it is tougher if you're a beat writer on the beat, and I sort of get this part of it. If you're there every day, and you're asking questions every single press conference, and you're reliant upon Bill's answers as, you know, nondescript as they usually are, if you're reliant on those and relationship with the team and the coach to get your job done, then you might not be able to dig in and ask four or five questions about last year when the coach is clearly annoyed by it. I mean, that last line right there.
Hopefully you can respect that, but maybe not.
That line is essentially bleep you to Shaughnessy. But Shaughnessy's a big boy, he's a columnist. He doesn't have to be there every day. In fact, it's probably better if Dan's not there every day. You know, Jerry Thornton wrote this big, you know, blog post today on Barstool. And you know, he obviously took Belichick's side and called what Dan did grandstanding. And I would say it's the job of a columnist to ask those type of questions.
It's important for me to have a good season in 2018. I'm going to do everything I can to do that.
Even if you're going to get those answers, it's important to ask the questions. And my guess is the guys that were there, that are normally on the beat, this is not a knock on them, but the reality is they can't dig in the way Dan can. They just can't. I mean, you heard Bolin brought it up later in the conversation where, you know, Bolin asked the question about Jimmy Garoppolo, a question that had to be asked today. Story comes out yesterday, SI.com. It says after every win last year, Bill Belichick was sending text messages to Jimmy Garoppolo. So it had to be asked, and Bill said, I'm not talking about that. And so his next question was about, you know, it was immediately on to something about the anthem. When I think there was probably a question or two to be followed up there with Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, Coach, do you text other players? Have you texted other players during the season? Would that be rare for you to do that? And so this is not their fault, but I'm not going to bang on Shaughnessy because he shows up there once a year. I would argue Shaughnessy does his job better by not being around there and reliant upon the relationships. That's not his job. His job is to, you know, lob bombs from his couch or from a column or laptop somewhere. I don't think he was asking those questions necessarily today to definitely get the answers, but it was part of day one of the conversation. I mean, think about it. Tom Brady had one of the craziest off seasons we have seen Brady ever have. In fact, I would argue it's I'm not going on a limb here. It was the weirdest Tom Brady offseason of all time. From Tom versus Time to Giselle to Jim Gray to all this stuff. Wacky offseason. Belichick was asked two questions about Tom. About his contract, which he was really never going to answer. One of a grandstanding question. I mean, just asking that question to ask it to say, I asked a question at the press conference. You know, he never talks about contracts. Ever. And he said as much in the press conference today. And then about Brady and Gronk missing OTAs. Nothing about the relationship. Have you talked to Tom? The communication. He's there down at Gillette this week. Have you seen him yet, Bill? None of that stuff. And so you can't bang on Shaughnessy for digging in. And I'm not even going to kill Belichick for not answering. This is not about, Bill's going to answer the question. Because the reality is, unless he said, he punched a coach right in the mouth. Or a big disciplinary issue. Football reasoning or practice habits were not going to, you know, make the Joe Insaugus, who calls in all the time and rips Belichick for this decision. They weren't going to always say, I get it now. Oh, yeah, I get it, Bill. Oh, I totally agree. Nope. So he can't even give a winning answer to that. So it's not about that. It's about the question being asked. And I heard Dale say this today on his show in the afternoon. That he's not even sure people really still care about Bill Belichick answering the question. I think Dale is out of his ever-loving mind. And I can't imagine that if we took a poll of WEEI listeners, that somewhere near 70, 75, 80% of people still want to hear an answer from the coach as to why Malcolm Butler did not play. And I'm not going to get in. I do not want your Butler calls tonight. Nope, nope, nope. Kyle, I'd say Gilroy the same thing. If I hear Gilroy take a phone call from somebody explaining to me the Butler situation last year in the Super Bowl, I'm changing the channel. I'm done with those calls. Not about that. It's about what the coach could have gained today, if anything, and it's about the line of questioning. And it'll be done after tomorrow. It'll be on to, you know, who are the receivers for Brady to be on to? Is Bryant going to sign here? Does the defense look better? How does Brady look in camp? How's the backup quarterback battle going? How does Sony Michel look at the running back position? I get it. After the next, you know, day, half a day or so, maybe less than that, we're going to be done with this stuff. But today, front and center, early in the press conference, I don't normally say it, but good for Shaughnessy. Someone had to do what he did today, and he stepped up there and did it. 617-779-7937, your phone number. Tim's in New Hampshire. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, Mo, what's going on?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, so I was actually going to change gears. You seem like a gambling guy.
So what would give you that crazy idea, Tim?
I had no idea. Your weekend trips to Sarasota. But anyway.
Degenerate. Yeah, what's on your mind, buddy?
you play fantasy football, right?
I am a DraftKings guy, but I'm aware of fantasy football, yes.
And I get it. I'm a degenerate gambler.
I am. Yep. Go ahead. Why? You had a fantasy football question 11 o'clock at night, Tim? What's the question? Let's go.
Well, want to hear this expert advice from you. So,
go.
All right. I got a keeper league.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love those. Yeah. Keeper. How many keepers you have?
Am I going Deshaun Watson or Alvin Kamara?
Alvin Kamara.
That's it?
Yeah, that's my expert opinion. I'm a fantasy expert. That's why I'm the host of, at least it was last year, NFL Sunday here on WEEI. I know the NFL inside and out. Now, if I really want to go deep, I could have asked him, was it a PPR league? I'm not going to, I'm just
going. I have an opinion. You have an opinion. That's what we're paid to do.
Was that the voice of John Mita Perel, Deluz?
That is, back from
the
grave.
Wow, first time he's been on the station in years. good fantasy football call after a 2.5 hour rain delay. Right up my alley. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Your reaction to what you heard today from Bill Belichick. And do you fall into that camp that Dale does? You're sick of hearing about this thing. I think that's the minority. I think it might be a loud minority, but I think that's the minority of this group of Patriot fans. The fans are still locked and loaded on that. And are still looking for an answer. I'm not, Bill can't give an answer that's going to appease most of you folks. I understand that part. But he's got to be asked the questions. And it was called grandstanding by Jerry Thornton today. I don't see it as that. I see it as the job of a columnist. What if in the 0.001% chance, by the end of that questioning, when he's asked about, do you have to at least tell your teams in four questions, Bill's annoyed. He can tell he's annoyed. He doesn't want the questions. He's not used to getting these type of questions on a day in and day out basis. And to, he, trust me, after today and maybe one other day, he won't get those questions. What if he breaks down and says, it was an important decision. I will talk to my team about it. That would have been significant to me for him to admit that. Now, it would have led to more questions and more talk about it, but like him would have been sort of human, right? It was a big decision and it affected our team. And yeah, I'm going to talk to him about it. You never know unless you ask the questions. And with Bill, it can be tense because he will snap back at you. He snapped back at Michael Holly in front of his face, in a press conference or in a weekly session here at WEEI and got all over him. He got all over, I think it was, Christine Leahy, who now works with Colin Cowherd, for a question a couple of years ago. So you have to be ready for that, but the upside to me is much, much bigger than the downside. The downside is Bill Belichick slaps you around. Guess what? He probably doesn't know your name anyway. The upside is if you get the answer or you get the soundbite, you're the guy that got him to talk about Malcolm Butler. You're the guy that got him to give some semblance of answer on that. So for Shaughnessy, he got a column out of it today. He got a lot of buzz out of it today. And I wouldn't call it grandstand. I call it as a columnist doing your job. Tougher for a beat guy to do that, but for a columnist, I get what you're supposed to do. 617-779-7937, your phone number. We'll continue at some point. Patrick Gilroy will join us. Join you here in studio. We'll come back, get some of your calls. Mud at Night rolls on. Sports Radio, WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.